Oh, hey. Wait, shh. No, you're fine. It's just, your sister's sleeping in the other room, so try to keep your voice at a relatively low volume. It's fine. I thought you were an intruder. Yes, in your own house. Maybe next time, just try announcing yourself. Just not too loudly, obviously. So, what are you doing back early? Your parents said that you have to work late. Okay. So this wasn't some scheme to get out of babysitting tonight? Okay. Well, now that you're back and your sister is sleeping, I guess there's not really any need for me anymore. Okay. No, that's fine. I had some stuff to get done tonight anyway, so yeah, you're letting me off the hook here, so thanks. Unless you want me to stay. I mean, if you have stuff to do or something, then I can stick around to watch her. It doesn't matter to me, whatever you wanna do. I mean, yeah, I can hang out here if it's not a bother. Okay. Sorry, yeah. Okay, I'll stay. There we have it. It's settled. I will stay. So. Sorry for the mess everywhere. Well, we were playing this game where, I have these magic socks that allow us to time travel. So, we were cavemen or cavewomen, and yeah, that explains the mess. We were also, I don't know if you noticed, in the living room, we were building a fort. Yeah, it's not really complete though, 'cause we got sidetracked by mac and cheese, but it's like halfway built. Yeah, right over there. I don't know if you can see it. I know. We got fairy lights and everything. Yeah. Do you want anything to drink? Right, it's your house. Sorry, I'm a little tired. No, your little sister was fine. She's the sweetest. I'm just. Yeah, no, this is like the easiest part of my day, so don't even worry. Yeah, I just had a lot of homework and, you know, but I'm good. Don't worry. You must be tired, though. Yeah, you look it. I mean, sorry, that didn't come out right. You look good, but you do look a little tired. Well, that makes two of us. But I'm glad you were able to get off work early. Yeah, means I get to see you. We normally miss each other. Yeah. You know, if you wanted to, we could, complete the blanket fort. Yeah, do you want to? Might be fun. I know, I miss doing stuff like that. I haven't built a blanket fort since I was, I don't know, like 7. Well, hopefully I haven't lost my skills. Yes, I used to build the coolest blanket forts known to man. I kid you not. Truly. I mean, not to toot my own horn, but for a 7-year-old, I mean, it was like picture of Disneyland was a blanket fort. Well, not that extreme, but like it was elaborate. I used to have this like Barbie phone type of thing, and I would take it into my blanket fort, and I would pretend I was on this important conference call. Yeah, well, I used to hear my dad on conference calls, like, all the time, and so I picked up a few, you know, phrases. Like, let's see, fax it to me by Monday. That was one of them. I didn't know what fax meant, but it sounded good. So, anyway, blanket fort. Are you down? Not too tired? See, the cool thing is that it's a blanket fort, so if at any time we decide to give up, then we can just collapse onto a pile of blankets. Okay, so, let's see here. So far, we have the foundation down. We've got, the two chairs that are kind of holding it up, almost, and then we wanted to make the floor comfortable, obviously, so we piled all the pillows we could find, but, I'm thinking now we should maybe drape a sheet over here, and, you know, that way we have a roof, and then we can, like, kind of, yeah, that's a good idea, yeah, okay, let's do that. See, you're good at this. So, how have you been? Oh yeah, I know that, but apart from work, how have you been? Have you been getting enough sleep? Well, nothing, I'm sorry. It's none of my business. Your parents may have mentioned something about how you've kind of been up late and stuff, and yeah, it's none of my business. I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure that you're doing okay. Okay. So, I think this looks pretty good. I think we're done. Yeah, good job. High five. You know, I hope your little sister isn't disappointed when she wakes up and sees that we did this without her. Yeah, I guess so. She didn't really care to finish it, so. Yeah, I'm sure she'll live. And if worse comes to worse, we just pretend a tornado destroyed it and then we have to rebuild it. Oh no. Should we, get inside? I mean, we have to get the full blanket fort experience. Okay, here we go. It'll fit us both, right? See, when we designed the foundation, it was supposed to fit just me and her, and you are not the size of a 4-year-old, so, but we'll make it work. Yeah. Okay. Ooh, this is nice. I know. It makes me feel so small. Yeah, I feel like I'm a kid again. It's very nostalgic. I miss being a little kid. Yeah, don't you? I mean, yeah, okay. Being an adult does have its perks. True, but I mean, being 4 feels so free, which is weird because at the same time, it's like you're so restricted. I mean, there's so many things you're not allowed to touch or go near, and you can't drive and you have no money. But my point was, when you're 4, like emotionally, you're so much freer. I mean, you can say how you feel all the time and like there are no consequences. There's not that, like, that barrier you put up, or, like, that filter, you know? I just miss that. Like, earlier, your little sister told me that she was sad, and so I was like, oh no, why? And, she said that she was sad because I was using the pink crayon, and she wanted to use the pink crayon. And so I gave it to her, and then she was happy again, but I don't don't know. Imagine how much easier the world would be if everyone just communicated so honestly. Yeah. Anyway, I should do that more often. Say what I want to say. Start now? You want me to start now? Okay. how? I don't know what to say. I'm feeling happy because I'm being paid $15 an hour to sit here and hang out with you. I would do it for free, just saying. Of course. Why does that surprise you? Okay, so since I'm trying out this whole honesty thing, I may as well tell you that, I really... Wasn't that obvious? That's what I was gonna say. I think the blanket fort is collapsing. Look at it. It's slowly but surely falling apart. It's gonna collapse on us. I guess we don't have to pretend a tornado hit it then. I told you.